WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
In last week's episode, we discussed some of the characteristics involved in the production of hail. The growth of hailstones, however, is a fairly complex topic, so I deferred it to this week. Conventional theory about hail suggested that hailstones were subjected to multiple ascents and descents, falling into a zone of humidity and refreezing as they were uplifted. This upward-downward travel was thought to be responsible for the building of successive layers of the hailstone. While this probably goes on, there may be more to the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. The storm's updraft, with upward motion at wind speeds as high as 110 miles an hour, blows the forming hailstones up into the cloud. As the hailstone ascends, it passes through areas of the cloud where the concentration of humidity and supercooled water droplets varies. The hailstone's growth rate changes depending on this variation in humidity and supercooled water droplets. The accretion rate of these water droplets is another factor in the hailstone's growth. When the hailstone moves into an area with a high concentration of water droplets, it captures those droplets and acquires a translucent layer. Should the hailstone move into an area where mostly water vapor is available, it acquires a layer of opaque white ice. The hailstone's speed depends both on its position in the cloud's updraft and its mass. This determines the varying thicknesses of the layers of the hailstone. The accretion rate of supercooled water droplets onto the hailstone depends on the relative velocities between these water droplets and the hailstone itself. This means that generally the larger hailstones will form some distance from the stronger updraft, where they can spend more time growing. As hailstones grow, they release latent heat, keeping the stone's exterior in a liquid phase. Undergoing wet growth, the outer layer is sticky or more adhesive, so a single hailstone may grow by collision with other smaller hailstones, forming a larger entity with an irregular shape. The hailstone will keep rising in the thunderstorm until its mass can no longer be supported by the updraft. This may take at least 30 minutes based on the force of the updrafts in the hail-producing thunderstorm. It then falls to the ground while continuing to grow based on the same processes until it leaves the cloud. Now, hailstones do begin to melt as they pass into air above freezing temperature. So it seems that a unique trajectory in the thunderstorm is sufficient to explain the layer-like structure of the hailstone and some of the irregular growth to hailstones. By the way, Vivian, South Dakota, holds the current record for the largest hailstone to fall in the United States. The giant chunk of ice weighed in at 1.94 pounds with a diameter of 8 inches. The previous record for the heaviest stone was 1.67 pounds in Coffeyville, Kansas, set on September the 3rd, 1970. Now that's a stone. Got a weather question? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.